Yeah. Hi, brother. It's lovely to meet you.
Yes.
Really, just wanted to talk about, you know, did you set off to try and make the film about the Hemingways, or was it going to always be about mental health, or did it kind of evolve? How did the film happen?
Oh, films always evolve.
Yeah.
In being a documentary filmmaker, you just have to go with them. You just have to allow them to take you. Mm-hmm. And that's the most fun, because if you have an agenda about something, then it's not going to be a really good, pure film. You have to let everything go out of your head and just start from the beginning.
Definitely. So by the end of the process, did you kind of forget that you were talking to a Hemingway and the Hemingways, and like just treat them as like a normal family that had just had a tragic history? Or was it always?
The Hemingways are a normal family. Mm-hmm. And their stories are our stories. And all of us have some kind of mental illness or some kind of difficulty we're facing in our lives. And that's why it was so important to get it out. But the thing that you just have to do with people is make them feel as comfortable as you possibly can so that they'll open up to you and allow you in.
So is the film going on from Sundance to other places?
Yeah, it'll go to other festivals, and then hopefully in the fall it'll come out theatrical, but we're working on that. Yes.
How did you get involved with this project, working with
I was called up, and I was asked, how would you like to do a film on the Hemingways? And who could turn that down? Certainly not me.
No, brilliant. That's all I have for you.
Okay.
And what projects are you working on next? Have you got anything
planned? I do. I have a lot in the hopper, but right now they're under my hat.
Yeah. Awesome. Cool. Well, yes. We look forward to the next one.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.